Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Steve Anson Radio Show, and with co-host also too at the show is Ron Yarbrough. We have Ron on the line tonight. Ron Yarbrough will be talking in a few minutes on the radio show, but the music that you heard there is Shawnee Morel Holtz. If you get a chance, go to LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Shawnee Morel Holtz. Shawnee is out of also too YouTube. You know, check out her YouTube videos. And she's a true performer. She can set up to special events, et cetera. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So you get a chance to check out steviehelps.me also, too. But we have some topics. With this topic tonight, we're going to talk about. But we have, first of all, yours truly most smooth of all smooth, Ryan Yarbrough. You on the line, Ryan? I guess Ryan fell asleep or something. Ryan, where you at, Ryan?
Oh, no, I'm right here. I had it on for a second. I'm sorry about that. But I was saying your check is going to be in the mail. Thank you for the smooth.
Yeah, it's going to be in the mail.
Word. Yeah. or not that we can just wire it.
Yeah, we wire. That's right.
How you doing, man?
So how's your... I'm all right, man. My night is all right, man. What's the weather doing over that way? Where you at right now? You in what area are you in right now?
I'm in Houston right now, and they freezing. It's been in the 40s and the 50s.
Oh, yeah, so Houston.
That's hat cold weather for them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just
another day. Too, yeah, it's so, you know, well. I don't want to make anybody upset, but when it's hot. It's hot over here. I mean, it's been hot over here. I'm talking about like 85, close to 9 degrees over here. It's going to be a hot summer. Yeah, it's going to be real warm. But I'm going to get up in that cold weather pretty soon because I travel back out to Louisiana in the country. So, but okay. Another thing, if you look at Louisiana, this show, when we're talking about this show, this topic tonight, you know, why can't we forget? We're imperfect while striving for perfection. Maybe some of you guys need to take a trip to Louisiana and relax after this because you'll be striving, running with people, falling down, slipping, sliding, trying to be so perfect, but you're forgetting the whole time that you're human. But also, too, guys, Yarbrough, did you hear about that tornado, man, up a lock, I think, Alabama, and also, too, in Georgia, 23 was not dead, man. Yeah, and the prayers goes out to those for those families out there too, and also
Absolutely.
To you know, Yarbrough. You got them dealing too much. By the way, for our listeners, Yarbrough is from the Chi-Town, okay, Chicago.
It's really cold.
It's real cold up that way. Okay, so Yarbrough. You know, you guys don't get many tornadoes up that way, right? Unless it's upon you guys in Indiana, right? I mean,
we really not in Chicago, not too bad like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? Let me tell you, man, in Louisiana, man, it rains hard down there. The raindrops seem like it's, I mean, it's hard rain, Louisiana. You know, and Florida, it rains, but it don't rain like Louisiana. And, you know, down there where you're right now, Houston, it rains hard. But tornadoes has been a major issue. I remember we was playing a football game. We was in high school, and all of a sudden we looked up, man, and the people was breaking out the stands. We were playing in Monroe. Everyone was rushing back to Jonesboro to make sure their places were safe because a tornado hit back in my little small town, Jonesboro, Louisiana. But I remember Mom used to tell us, we were little boys, this way before my younger brother was born, my older brother, we used to tell us to, and, you know, to jump in the bathtub, man, and lay on the floor down the hallway. But this, it was just that dangerous, man. Tornadoes are so dangerous, it just hit you. It just come and hit you. You don't, it just drops down. Only when it drops down, just because it's unpredictable. But thank God we have weather professionals out there just, you know, kind of searching, doing the best they can do to catch them, but they're very difficult. And as far as the tornadoes, and we'll get into the show, tornadoes, it's serious, man. There's nothing that these people could have done to avoid. And a tornado hit, you guys want to know, maybe that's something we'll talk about later, but when I tell you they can pull up a tree, that's a lot of power. And that shows you that we're like little ants, like God said in the Bible, you know, that we are ants compared to Mother Nature, man. So also, too, condolences to the families down Mardi Gras down there, this guy, man, I don't know his situation, but he plowed down some people down by the Mardi Gras. And I forgot Mardi Gras was going, so I saw it on the news the other day. But I've been so much in trying to keep my mind, you know, around this golf and everything. But let's get into the show. Bro, what you think about this topic, man? Why can't we forget we're imperfect while striving for perfection? What you think about that? You know, because you know.
Go ahead.
No, because the thing is, too, you know, first of all, you know what? I'm getting ahead of myself and everybody else's stuff. Definition perfect. Let me give you definitions. It's having all the required or desirable elements, okay, qualities and characteristics as good as it possibly to be. And also, too, imperfection is, say, a fault, blemish, or says undesirable features, you know, a state of being faulty or incomplete. I'm going to say it again. Imperfection, that we tend to forget, is a fault, blemish, or undesirable features. You notice we never satisfy the way we look, okay? A state of being faulty or incomplete. So this is kind of, so again, the topic, why can't we forget we're imperfect while striving for perfection, you know? And let me give this biblical term too, but bro, it says, I'm going to go to James 3rd chapter, 2nd verse, ESV, it says, for we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is imperfect. He's an imperfect man. When I say man, I mean female too. Able also to bridle his whole body. Okay, and it goes to Ephesians 2:8 chapter. It says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. So, guys, like I said, neither one of the ministers, but we talked about before, and we'll get to this topic about, he was playing high-end professional sport. Ron, of course, you guys know he retired to the New York Jets, and that's why I met Ron up in New York with the Jets. We used to pray before the game, and all high-end professional sports athletes, they pray, majority of them, because they never know what's going to happen out there. It's dangerous, so you better have God on your side, okay? I don't care. This is serious. But let's get to the show, man. Sorry, I'm all over the place tonight. This energy drink, so I'm running. You know, I'm running. Just running tiptoes. Tiptoes running.
Oh, man.
All out of place, all over. Hey, haven't got the time yet. Just running.
No form, huh?
No form. Just running. Hey. All off the line. Hey, all off the line. I'm pretty running straight. I'm running sideways trying to get down to the finish line. Just all off track. All right, let's rock and roll. Well, you're crazy. So why can't we forget that we're imperfect while striving for perfection? I mean, you know, it's a lot of ways, man. You know, this thing is, I think the thing is, main thing, y'all, bro, I would say is that we're not robots. We're not robots,
right,
man, but we tend to forget that, you know? What do you think about that?
Right, right. I wanted to touch on a couple of things just based off of the definitions that you gave,
mm-hmm,
and tying
yeah
it along into the title. How can
right
we forget, you know, that we're imperfect while striving imperfect, okay? What I wanted to touch on that
right
was incomplete.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm,
that's part of definition of imperfect is incomplete, and then from there,
mm-hmm,
while striving to be perfect, you know, or to have
right
perfection, and
right
the beginning of that definition, you touched on having it all, okay?
Right,
striving,
uh-huh,
having it all,
uh-huh,
okay. So therefore,
all the qualities, et cetera, yeah, characteristics, uh-huh,
right. Mhm, mhm. So therefore, let's look at this, the title, Imperfect While Striving to Be Perfect. So you cannot be complete, okay, versus incomplete,
mm-hmm,
unless you feel as if you have it all. And that is the problem. Hence, we'll never have it all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can't have all the cars,
mm-hmm,
can't have all the clothes,
mm-hmm,
can't have all the money. You know, you can't have
mm-hmm
all of everything, a person, whatever
mm-hmm
it may be, you can't have it all. So that, there lies the problem in itself, okay? You
mm-hmm
cannot be
mm-hmm
perfect or imperfect while striving for perfection, okay? There's no way. But it all comes from within, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you want to be to have it all, you know, because
mm-hmm
you think the next person has it all or whatever the case may be, because you have to be happy with self, you know. Now, we can always strive to be better, you know, but there is no such thing, and sorry, you know, sorry to tell the listeners this, but there is no such thing as perfection.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you say,
yeah,
but you say
mm-hmm
that. But, you know, some people are driven, you know, to be professional. You look at us as professional athletes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you find some parents out there driving their kids to be perfection. Some
mm-hmm
kids run away, but some kids, they keep going, and they do become the highest, they reach the highest level as the level could be. But that always had to be kind of happy medium and before. But you're fond of us. We play. I don't know about you, but I'm saying I don't say you because I know you extremely well. I think we play professional sports, and even our teaching is growing up. They let us have fun with it, but we worked hard, because we saw others driving, and with that driven attitude, we worked hard to succeed. And it was, a failure was no. It wasn't acceptable to fail. But at the same time, it was like, we know you can fail. So we worked hard, but we didn't, I don't think we, or did we? I think we pushed ourselves at a certain way, but also to not to feel okay. We felt okay at some time. We know that you could fail. You knew that there was a falling or a pitfall in that area, that you have there was a safe zone in a sense. But we still
exactly
worked hard on our craft. Am I saying that
on
right?
Craft, yes. You're saying it exactly
yes
right. And one thing that you said too was we knew we strive for perfection, but we knew it was okay to fail. Okay? And guess what? By, like you're saying, whatever we measure success as, whatever it may be, athletics, business, whatever the case, whatever you mm-hmm. want to define, you know, successful as, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good parents, so on and so forth. But guess what? The people that are so-called the most successful have failed the most, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We just, mm-hmm. you know, it just depends on
That's
what
right.
your drive is, where you want to keep going
That's
at.
Right.
We didn't stop. We didn't stop because we dropped the ball. We didn't stop because we didn't run a perfect route, anything like that. We didn't stop because we weren't running correctly. Okay, we
right.
didn't stop. Okay, and
well,
that's,
a lot of people don't even
that
know that too,
about.
Though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of people, it's like that. You relate that too as a. You can let people. Can you explain to people what a route is and the way you have to run a route, running correctly?
Yeah.
Could you explain that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A route basically is, well, a route that somebody, the most listeners are probably most familiar with, is like a bomb, called a bomb or a go pattern or a fly route. It's basically just the quarterback will drop back and the receiver just run, and the quarterback's going to throw the ball out there. But there are details that go along in running that particular route, okay? And one of the main details is making sure that you are getting close to the defensive back, because the defensive back, the one that's trying to stop you, he doesn't know which direction you're going to go in, if you're going to go left, if you're going to go right, or if you're going to go past him, which is the route that I'm speaking of. So, therefore, mm-hmm. just like in life, you know, children or people that don't necessarily know what you do in life, when they see you do it, they, oh, that's easy. Okay, you just have to do this and then do that. Okay, I'm glad I make it look easy. You know, I'm glad I make things look easy. So
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
you know, that's a good thing. Just like in life, you know, like we're talking about
right.
imperfection and perfection.
Right.
People that may look on the outside looking in look perfect spend the most time with, you know, with what they're trying to make look perfect. But it's been a lot
right.
of imperfections along the way.
Right. And you know what, too, is like if you say, like, if you consider yourself a perfectionist, basically what you're saying, which is basically a person or persons who's dedicated by a desire to succeed, okay, they also push themselves extremely hard, a fear that others will perceive them less than the best, exactly what you're saying. However,
mm-hmm.
a perfectionist tend to like things a certain way, their way. See?
Yeah.
They like things their way. And that's the thing about it. And, you know, when you go to perfectionist, as a perfectionist striving to, you got to realize that you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make mistakes. And like you said, the mistakes will make you better. Okay. Mistakes make
yeah.
you be like, right, okay, start over. Let's do it again. You know, it's like this. This what kind of was funny to me in a sense. Actors and actresses, okay? We go watch a movie. Okay? Everybody go watch a movie. And we look at that person that's acting, the actress. Oh, they are just, it was so believable. But they forget how many takes that they took to make that
right.
movie, okay?
Right.
Not one take. They probably took like 10 takes to make one scene. But we look at the movie and we look at them like they're perfect, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you know what I know as an athlete. You don't get that many chances as an athlete. You're not going to be no take one, no take 10. You're going home, okay? That's your take, okay? So, you know, and you look at even this. You look at some of this, too, on even supermodels.
Oh.
These days,
yeah.
it's Photoshop. You know what I mean? You've been looking at someone's, like, everything's like Photoshop. It's not, they won't ever want you to look at it, perceive as everything as perfectionist. Perfectionists or go above and beyond whatever it takes some time to make sure that they stay on top. Okay, whatever that may be. Now I'm gonna give you three types of, I found this, okay? This is very interesting. In a minute, I'm gonna give you three types of perfectionism. And believe me, you guys, it's gonna hit you too. When I go along with this, it's gonna hit you. But also too, perfectionism too, is a risk factor for obsessive compulsive disorder. Okay? Mm-hmm. Obsessive compulsive personality disorder. Okay? Eating disorder, social anxiety, social phobia. You're looking at workaholism, self-harm, substance abuse, and clinical depression, as well as physical problems like chronic stress and heart disease. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
These are risk factors that you take when you get, when you're striving so hard, you forget about your health. Like I said before, we're not robots. Now, I'm not saying don't work hard for what you have, but you got to understand that it's the reason why they have outlets for us, recreational events to go to, different activities, gatherings with the family, with friends, barbecues, fish fries. I don't care if you're going to the park, bicycle. You know what I mean? It's the reason why they have that, guys. You have to have that outlet. You got to make sure that, because what happens is this: when you're driving so hard like this, a lot of times you understand. A lot of people may not be on the same wavelength as you, so a lot of times you could be hurting loved ones, your friends, not realizing how much you're driving. And also, too, it's very important that whoever you, who's your surroundings, that they're understanding what you're trying to achieve, in a sense. Because you think about this, y'all, bro. When we were playing, I remember this, and I talked about for us making it to the next level of professional sports. You remember those days that you would go work out sometimes three times out the day, twice out the day, you working out. I mean, like insanity workouts. But the people that you were surrounded with, they understood your situation, understood what you were doing, you know. But you also, too, as hard as you worked out, you also rested just that hard, too. You had a program, a path of it.
Mm-hmm. You're saying that balance is the key. Like you were saying, if you work hard, and there's nothing wrong with working hard without question. But like you said, you also have to have a balance too. You know, one model that I like to use, I mean, because I can be it, some of those characteristics and some of those definitions that you read out just a little while ago. You know, I can honestly say that, you know, that I can be accused for some of those. But when I'm working hard, it's mainly because it's something that I have a passion for. You know, it's something that I love, something I love to do. And I can get engulfed in what I'm doing. And sometimes too, forget to relax a little bit, but not understanding that I need to relax, because you have to have a balance. You know, I work hard because I like to play hard too. Okay, therefore, that's a balance. Is it both extremes? You know, both are on the extreme end. You know, at times, you know, but can work very hard and you can play very hard too, but if you're doing both things hard, you're balancing yourself out. And that's something that you have to do, because you have to enjoy your work, first of all. But secondly, and most importantly, you have to enjoy yourself and enjoy your life. And that's what a lot of things come down to. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go with this, and I'm going to explain something what I've been going through, and but over here it says stressful. Okay, people, check this out. It's stressful. You try to be perfect in all areas. Okay, you're perfect at our job. Okay, you got the perfect athlete, perfect son, perfect brother, perfect husband, perfect son, daughter of Christ, perfect athlete, again, and we'll go over here, perfect daughter, perfect sister, perfect wife, perfect driving, perfect fiancés, okay, finances, okay, perfect schedule, eating diet, okay, loved ones, finances, schedule, eating diet, perfect wife, perfect sister, perfect daughter, perfect athlete, perfect son of Christ, perfect husband, perfect brother, perfect son, perfect animal, perfect pets. And you know what? This all, you know, be great. And you know what? We're forgetting that we're not going to have everything right. Only God has everything right. See, we expect others to be the same way. Sometimes you don't watch it. You know, you go find that, you know what? I want this perfect relationship. I'm going to wait on this perfect relationship. Man, that's another topic right there. We must go on because you're going to have to work. And there's some balance, like you said. Perfect. You know what? I want the perfect shoe. Look on the other side. You watch the guy playing basketball. What's the guy right there? I can't call his name. Number one basketball player.
I didn't want to say it out loud, but yeah, Zion.
Yeah.
Bust.
Yeah.
Bust straight through that shoe.
Mm-hmm. Shoe came out. Perfect shoe. You know, Nike makes some really good shoes. Came out.
Yeah.
Then you came back. Adidas make a really awesome shoe. Same shoe broke out with another player, college player. So there are going to be mistakes. You understand that all you can do is strive for perfection, but you cannot forget that there are going to be balances, mistakes you're going to have going through your life to get to while you're going, you're striving, where you're striving for success. You're going to be a lot of mishaps, a lot of restarts. You think about this, yeah, I wrote with golf, okay? And I took the photo with golf. I was in the golf course. So you can hit a golf ball straight down the fairway. But the ball, sometime, I was playing at Auburn University. This course is freaking tough. You hit the ball and you think it's okay, it's in the fairway. And you go turn your head, that ball can keep rolling and keep rolling and keep rolling and roll straight out through the fairway. You can hit a golf ball and you hit it, okay? You can hit it knowing that it's supposed to go up, but this particular time it may go down. It hit a root, bounces somewhere else. And I'm going to say this again. I hit a golf ball. I was playing with these guys over at this course called Turnberry, right down the middle of the fairway. And it was a good game going on, very serious game. I was playing a yellow golf ball. I went back to start my golf cart, and the guys said, look at this, man. A crow came down and picked my ball up, okay? Uh-oh. He took the ball back into the nest. Now, guess what? I had to re-tee. Now, I don't know if to throw the golf club up there to the bird or to get, you know, or just to start going off, getting angry, because I'm like, man, are you serious? This actually happened, and look at, I have – guys, they would tell you this happened. But I'm not going to get thrown off course, but I'm saying is this. You're striving so hard and you practice. A lot of times, and you see me, sometimes you can be off. You're almost like in a third-person sense. You can practice and striving for perfection, but I can't see myself when I'm moving in the golf swing, but someone else can. I teach kids, I teach them to be like, you know what? I want you to teach, I'm teaching you so you watch me. Because I can't see myself sometimes. You video yourself, mm-hmm. but still you can't see yourself. It's no different than in the workforce, like you said earlier. In the workforce, you feel that you have this job going. You're working it so hard. You're working so hard. And speaking of that, I was doing a job. I was in college. I mean, high school, college. And I came back for summer. It was at the plant. All right, my dad said, okay, talk to some people, got me a job up there. I was working, and I was working hard. I felt like I was the best worker at that plant. And the whole time, I didn't know that everyone was laughing at me because I was working so hard, okay? They was kind of like, that's it. They work. I'm like, I'm working hard, y'all, bro. I'm working hard, you know, strong. You know, back then, we strong now, but back then, we was like superheroes, right? That's it. Look, I'm working hard. And they had these rolls at the paper plant. They had these big rolls, like they go from like 3 feet to like 6 feet, and probably about like a foot in diameter. But they're long, right? And it's paper rolls. So I'm catching them off the belt, and I'm stacking them. And to one time, my dad and one of his friends that came up, they said, "And every time you come, I'm finished. I'm right on time. Just waiting on the rolls. Just hustling." He said, "You know, you never finished that job, right?" I said, "What?" He said, "You would never finish that job." And I thought about it, because when I leave, guess what? That belt's still running. But I'm not saying not to do your job. I'm saying this too. You got to pace yourself in life when you're doing things. And we're striving. We're forgetting that we're imperfect. You have to, again, we're not an engine. And if so, an engine, if you don't change the oil, it will break down. And there are parts, stainless steel parts, that will still have defaults because the bushings, when you're driving, wear and tear, it's no different than our bias. We have to rest. I want to say that. Now, go ahead, talk. I got a little carried away because I had to get those. I want to say those things that happened to me, but like I said, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. because the things, and let's take it back to the things that you were reading off, perfect this, perfect mm-hmm. that, perfect this, that. I wanted to ask you, you know, how many things are that perfect? You know? Right. How mm-hmm. many things are really kind of have me chuckling over here, because those many things, I mean, it's, once again, that's something that you cannot let get the best of you, trying to be perfect, because I'm a coach too, okay? A coach, a mentor. Mm-hmm. And when I'm coaching out there, and like I said, I'm a mentor too, so I'm in the classroom as well. And you just see, and you can see people, young women, young men, young adults, whether it may be, or adults, okay, our age. But sometimes I just have to tell them, relax. You know, it's okay,
right,
to make a mistake. You know, I'm not here to judge you. I'm not going to laugh at you if you drop your pen or on the floor or something like that, because
right.
I've done it plenty of times, okay? And
right.
how my atmosphere is, just like, you know, just like on the football field. And like you say now, in which, you know, like I said, you can look, it'll be wired by the morning time for your endorsement, just being able to be smooth about a lot of things, because
right.
I offset some of me, you know, not drinking the energy drink like you are. I can be that way. You know, we both can be that
right.
way. So I have
right.
to offset it with that way naturally, you know, so I have to offset it by, once again, by the balance, but also letting myself know it's okay to make a mistake. You know, I have to laugh at myself sometimes now versus some of the things that I didn't laugh at, you know, earlier in my life, you know. So you have to be able to laugh at yourself. You know, that these are some of the things that can offset the imperfection and the perfection. You know, you have to be able to laugh at yourself sometimes, and you have to be able to tell yourself that it's okay you know, to make a mistake. Yeah.
You know what, too? You know, we're playing sports, and guys, try your best to relate what we're saying to this in your workforce. When you relax, he'll tell you, y'all will tell you, and tracks, if you don't run track, will tell you. And we say as receivers, because if you're serious, you got to be fast and quick on your feet. So the more you relax, the faster you run. When you relax, you can make different plays, incredible catches. When you relax at work, you got to be smooth. That's something that people don't teach, is how to be smooth. Rob, we're going to get a book started tonight on being smooth. But you know, right, and it's not being cocky. It's just being that, like, you know what, if I make a mistake, I'll be able to go back and I handle it. I can get it done. You know,
yeah.
Let me tell you this. I was playing a golf tournament. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. This golf is a whole different ball game. One time I felt like the golf ball was hitting me down the golf course. You know, I couldn't see. I was all the place. I'm going to tell you something. The ball going one way, I'm going the other way. You know, so I'm like, I don't know what this ball going to do today. So I'm saying that to say this, that I've been kind of thinking, scratching my head, like, what am I doing? And you can play a great tournament and come back. You know, so, but I had a guy tell me one time, young guy, he told me this, he's in his 20s. This guy, guys, I'm going to call his name. I'll see if he gets his first name. His name is Jonathan, okay? Run that name. This guy's about 6'7". I'm 6'6", all right, 6'5", 6'6". And Ryan's tall, too. He's right there, 6'4", 6'5". So this guy, y'all, bro, he hits the ball, man, ridiculously far, okay? So one time he was telling me, he said, man, he said, you making in golf is a bonus. You play another sport, same way your brother said. He said, why are you getting mad? For a whole year, I was getting, like, really, really, I was driving so hard, man. I would go out and hit probably about 2,000 balls a week, just hitting balls, just like, everybody get out the way and work. And when you go out there and you don't perform, you know, you get very, very angry. And one time I was throwing my clubs, and he told me, he said, man, he said, this guy's in his 20s, early 20s. He told me, he said, you should be getting mad. I looked at him, like, what are you talking about? You know, man, he said, why are you getting mad for? You know, just figure out what you're doing and get back and get it right. And I thought about that, what he said. He made a lot of sense. It's no different than life. Sometimes it doesn't take a rocket scientist to help us in a certain way. But he was a rocket scientist in a sense, I guess, because the fact is he saw my mistakes, what I was doing, and how much I was just trying to be perfect at this. I know I can do it, and I can, but I've been going away about it at the wrong way, and that's what we're doing in life, guys. When we strive for perfection, a lot of times you're hurting yourself and don't even know it. It could be hurting others also. Well, I want you to check this out right here. Can a perfectionist ever be happy? And I found this, that a perfectionist often has low self-esteem because he or she can't accept being imperfection, okay? Nevertheless, you know, we're human beings and full of mistakes.
Yeah.
Same thing you said a while ago. Now, check this out. There's three types of perfectionism, all right? Now, this gonna hit you. It's going to hit me, too. And I was laughing about it. I found this. And basically, which one, guys, do you fall up under? Okay, you could fall under more than one. It says social prescribed. It says very self, feeling immense pressure to be the best and worry others will reject them. Prescribed extremely come from family, workplace, culture, society, etc. Can lead to anxiety and low confidence. I'm going to say it again. This is called social prescribed. I find this is really good. So prescribed, it's a very self, okay, feeling immense pressure to be the best and worry others will reject them, okay? Now, you go to number two. It's other-oriented. It's a perfectionist who are oriented as, and they hold others to a high standard, okay, and can be critical and judgment can lead destruction in their wake. It's hard to build work relationships, and that can fall in relationships and go to all type of relationships. I'm gonna say it again. Other oriented, it said perfectionists who are oriented has in they hold others to a high standard and can be critical, and judgment can lead destruction in their work, their wake. It's hard to build work relationships. I'm gonna go to the next one. It says self. I know you want to say something about that one, but I'm gonna go to the other one and let you go back. Okay. The third one, it says self-oriented perfectionists. It says are organized and conscientious that they set high standards for themselves and their lives and careers, but are able to go after their goals. High self-oriented perfectionism is generally associated with the most adaptive traits, correlated with greater productivity and success, including resourcefulness and assertiveness, high rates of positive emotion and motivation. We fall in order somewhere. I know I fall in at least two of them, because a lot of times you find yourself trying to hold other people and be critical of and judgment of other people because they not be at your level thinking or can be mental, physically, in a certain way. And we're holding people accountable, and we shouldn't be doing that.
Right. And then the first one that you spoke about was?
First one,
social worrying about what other people think. Mm-hmm. Social.
Yeah.
Worrying about what other people think. Yeah. And, I mean, truthfully, we can all fall into all categories, but more so in other categories. But we all have traits of all three of those, you know, as human beings, period. You know, and I can go over over all three. The first one is the one that I have the least traits with. Similar traits. Second one, I have some of those traits from the aspects that you were just touching on, holding people to high standards and, you know, learning how to deal with that. If, you know, because, and me personally, just talking about myself, I've had to learn that all go at different speeds. And I didn't necessarily understand, you know, until I started having a family, kids, and everything like that. So I had to learn how to adjust in certain areas, and you know, from those points of views. But personally, you should always stay on your speed that you're supposed to be on, you know, when it comes to getting things done. When it gets getting things done, I personally believe that, and I really, really have been practicing that lately, personally. But when it comes to judgmental, I've had to learn how to fall back off of some of that because not good to judge people. But I'm really not. I don't judge people personally. I judge how I feel about certain situations, and if either I'll keep moving at the pace that I need to, or I can, you know, compromise and adjust if it's something worth adjusting for.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, so I said, this is really good. I said three types of perfectionism. Okay, social prescribe, I said that. I said very self. I said feeling immune pressure to be the best and worry others will reject them. And I said the other oriented, this one you said you fall on this, perfectionists who are oriented as in they hold others to a high standard and can be critical in judgment. Okay. Then I said self-oriented, I said perfectionists are organized and conscientious. They set high standard for themselves. Okay. Now, You know
that's
what?
That's the one I fall the most under. That's the one I personally fall the most under. Me.
Number
personally.
Three, self-oriented.
But, yeah, number three, yeah. But I was just touching on all the other ones and rehashing what you said. First one, the smallest percentage, the social. No, I have the smallest percentage in that. The second one, a little more than the social. But I'm heavily dominated by the last one, by the third one.
But you know what, though, what you said, though, y'all, bro? This is, this number two, other oriented, it said, professionals who are oriented as this is my writing, it's not the best, as in they hold others to high standards and can be critical in judgment. And the reason I write too, and y'all will tell you this, is that, okay, we play football, so we're a little different. We have to write. It keeps us, our minds going. So that's why we do that. So I know I can print it, but I prefer writing it. So that helps us. But perfectionists who are oriented as in they hold others to a high standard and can be critical in judgment. That's a problem in society with us, you know. And I tell you, like you said, it's you. And, man, you look at it right now, man, it's me too. I've been a fault for that, man, my whole life with people, man. You know, and that's pretty really deep right now. I mean, that really touched me right now because, and not till I started writing, I found this, and I was like, man, I said, Stu, you've been doing this for quite some time. And you're looking at others is, and I think, too, it's us, man. It's I would say that I think with football, people understand on a professional level how stressful it really is. But sometimes we do laugh because you got to laugh to get through. You have to get through. And we fall, like you said, we're not going to, and I'm glad I said that because I was going to miss this. It's like, we find ourselves being perfect because the fact is, we're not going to go on the sideline. We're not going to sideline. We're going to get that shot. Give us the shot. Because our mind is set for a higher standard to be the best, and we've been driven that way to be the best. Even though, yeah, we have, I'll just have times that we relax and laugh about it. But the problem with us, y'all, bro, and I think as athletes and higher standard athletes at a professional, we forget, you know, whoever you bringing around you, relationship-wise or just people in general that you surround yourself with, a lot of times we'll fall short in thinking that they have to be like us. Don't you think so? That's been a problem with us, some athletes, because, like you said, you thought about it, and you do, because you come out. Guys, I'm going to tell you, when you're a professional athlete, as soon as you pull into the parking lot, you're on video, okay? When you go in the practice field and just jogging, y'all, bro, tell them, you're on video. Right? You're over there, if y'all, bro, is in there running routes, and I'm on the sideline, and I'm over there talking to another player, Stevie, what are you doing? What you over there doing? I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, we see you over here on the video. You know, so you're laughing because you're there.
Man.
That's how high level it is. As soon as you pull in the parking lot, they are watching us. Okay? And it's way back in the '90s. And that's what they're doing right now. So so you have all this going on, but when you get around and you have everything to be precise, you run around, you gotta be on the line. You can't be off the line. You gotta be exactly 12 yards, not 10. Exactly 12, exactly 5 yards, not 7. Okay? So if you run 7 and you do it again, guess what? You're going to get your slip and you're going home. Okay? And then people looking at you, oh, what happened? What happened? What happened? I didn't get my depth. You know, but you think, no, it's not. So we fall, I've fallen short my whole life looking. You understand, as athletes, I know you told, I'm talking about, and then you was talking about that a while ago, and I'm guilty of that for sure, 1,000%. And I apologize. I apologize for that if I've actually hurt anyone, because I have tried to hold people a high standard that I was, and that's where I got it from. You know, as being a professional athlete, you have to be the best. You know, you have to be, you know, that's the way it was. So I want to say that, man, that was on my mind, but I'm going to go ahead and say a few other things, man. So, and I'm going to say a few things, and we're going to shut the show down. But what do you think about that? You say that's a pretty interesting, man, those three types. And again, guys, you said three types of professionalism, social prescribed. I found that, and it was really good, other-oriented and self-oriented. And that was really, really good. But I asked you too, y'all, bro. I said how to overcome trying to be perfect. You say be aware of your thoughts. Notice your self-critical thinking. Keep a journal. Focus on the positive. Notice all that is good about yourself and your work. I'm going to say it again. Focus on the positive. Notice all that is good and about yourself and or your work. Okay? Change your self-talk. Negative self-talk, no. Positive self-talk, yes. Learn to handle criticism, okay? Use it as stepping stones to goals. And you mentioned that earlier, Yarbrough, that, you know, you have to accept criticism to move forward. You have to accept it. And you talked about that, and that's the deal, man. So I don't know if you have anything you want to say to the listeners, man, before we get off.
I always leave everything some of the things that you repeat, letting people know that it's okay. It's okay to make a mistake. We're humans. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be imperfect while trying to get to perfection. But like I said, I didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings earlier today in the beginning of the show, but there is no such thing as perfection. So I didn't want to bust anybody's bubble or anything like that. But it's okay to laugh at yourself. It's okay to celebrate basic victories, smaller victories. You don't have to always hit the home run, because smaller victories add up to major victories. So if you're in it for the long run, which we all hope that we are and feel as if we are and should be, then take your minor victories and be happy with those for the day, because whether we realize it or not, we accomplish a lot of great things throughout the day. So be happy with self, because the ultimate victory is peace within. And that's what I want to leave everybody with. Stevie, I appreciate you on having me on the show once again. This is a beautiful thing that we're creating, and we wouldn't be nothing without our listeners. So thanks again, everyone.
Awesome.
Have a wonderful week. And Stevie, you have a wonderful week yourself, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Awesome. You too. And good night. Thanks again for jumping on the show.
All right, good night.
Be soon. All right. For your listeners, Ryan Yarbrough. Okay, yours truly. I want you guys to check this out. Beware how you're so driven and pushing for perfection. Okay, beware of that. In life, make sure not to look down or feel that everyone is beneath you when you're striving, okay? Make sure of that. We all make mistakes, and as long as you live in this life, you will make mistakes. Now, be sure to have outlets in life that you can fall on. We need that. Again, you're not robots in life. We're not. We have to move forward, and keeping yourselves happy, others happy, but at the same time, striving for perfection is a good thing. But remember, you're not perfect. My mom used to say, anytime you're in a rush, you're going to make a mistake or you're going to miss something. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Next week, guys, we're going to get into the show next week. And the next topic, also next topic in the show will be why we can't live in this world alone. If you have any comments, you can go to the comments below, leave your comments. And again, thanks for tuning into the show. Good night. In the park on a Saturday by the